to the inaugural Royal Fashion Buzz podcast hosted by What Would Kate Do editors Amanda.
Hello.
And Christine. Our fashion news contributor Christina has compiled the latest updates on royal fashion in her monthly Royal Fashion Buzz feature, which can be found on our website at www.whatwouldkatedo.com.
And what we wanted to do was to have a couple of minutes to chat with you about our favorite fashion brands and the always inspirational Duchess of Cambridge. We wanted to keep you informed, chat about the latest, talk about all the exciting stuff that's going on with Kate Brands and Kate herself. And what we really wanted to do was start off this podcast and talk about some of the things that are going on in Kate's life right now. But before we get into that, I just wanted to take a quick moment to thank one of our sponsors, Blogiversity. Taking your blog to the next level is not easy, but it can be easier. Grow your blog strategically, efficiently, and organically with Blogiversity. Visit www.effervescencegroup.com/blogiversity today to pre-register for the free course that's launching on September 1st. Again, that's www.effervescencegroup.com/blogiversity. And now, over to Christine.
Thanks, Amanda. So the Duchess of Cambridge has been decamped to Balmoral for the last probably couple of weeks as the royals take an annual holiday up in Scotland. August is always a really quiet month, but luckily there's plenty of news to talk about regarding fashion. So let's take a look at what's new. A big story that we wanted to talk about was that Jimmy Choo was purchased by Michael Kors. The Duchess has worn both brands before, Jimmy Choo's shoes and handbags, and a Michael Kors coat, most memorably. But what does this mean for the Jimmy Choo brand? I have my reservations, I think.
Me too. I'm always concerned about when you know, Michael Kors has tended to get a lot more stuff in outlets recently. So they've got a lot of items with MK, letters everywhere, and it seems to have taken the brand a little bit more down market. He still has an upmarket brand, which is what Kate has obviously worn in the past, but a lot of his stuff is sitting in outlets and designed specifically for outlet malls. So I would really hate to see that happen to Jimmy Choo.
I totally agree and have noticed the same thing. I did read somewhere that they're hoping that this purchase will save the Michael Kors brand and kind of help bring them back to an upscale market. But I guess I am very cautiously optimistic on that. Do we think this will change Kate's likelihood of wearing the pieces?
I don't know. I think it all depends if she wants to continue wearing those same Jimmy Choo sandals that she's worn, you know, several times over the years. I can see probably her wearing less Michael Kors, but she never really wore much of it to begin with. So
she wore it. She really hasn't. There's one coat that stands out in memory, which she wore in Australia, which, you know, Michael Kors is an Australian brand. But she does like Jimmy Choo for evening shoes, so I think she might stick to that. They are still a pretty classic brand. All right, on to the next. Issa, the brand Issa London, has been revamped and is sold at House of Fraser. The Issa brand really struggled after its sale to Camilla Hilal. That is incorrect. It was owned by Danielle Hilal, and it was sold to Camilla El Fayed. And it struggled after that sale and kind of fell off the map and has been revamped. Is it the same quality and design, considering the original one was hundreds of pounds and this one is 99 pounds? I think we can say no.
No, I think back, Christine, really quickly to the Banana Republic Issa collaboration, and you and I both bought pieces, of course, as, you know, loyal replicates. But I actually had to return mine because the quality was so, so bad. And I have owned an Issa dress, the actual brand Issa, and the quality was so much better than what the diffusion brands were. And I think that we're never going to see Kate wearing that brand again. But I think that if you're looking for a really inexpensive way to replicate, you know, the engagement dress, if that's one of the ones that comes up in the new collection, it might be something that's an option.
Yeah, I agree. The engagement dress, which they're calling the Kate dress, is featured in the new collection. And I think that if that's something replicators are really looking for as a spot-on copy, it's a great option. But I would definitely be wary of the quality and sort of if I were to buy it, I would still be ready to send it back if it's, you know, less than what I had expected.
Yeah.
So all the magazines and fashion blogs are saying that the new it bag for autumn is McQueen's box bag, which is a vintage-inspired shape. Would Kate wear this bag? It is quite jazzy. It's quite jazzy for her.
There's lots of grommets and, you know, like the metal chain. I quite like it myself, but I just don't see Kate wearing it.
I would have to agree. She's worn a lot of clutch bags by McQueen, but I just don't see her wearing, you know, carrying around this box bag. She's definitely more of a tote bag girl, I think.
Yeah, the only option maybe, I noticed that you can take off the metal chain. Wear it more as a clutch. So that could be an option. I mean, we know
maybe we'll see that in the way that she styled that little Chanel bag in Paris.
Yeah, you never know. She likes to, you know, use things multiple ways if she can. So she could wear it, you know, with the metal chain out with some friends and then wear it without the chain as a clutch for an engagement, perhaps. Just a thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this was a story that really surprised me. Jenny Packham has canceled all her future runway shows. She feels like they do not reflect the new technological age of fashion. I think this is very interesting. She is one of the first designers, the first really, really big high-end designers that I've heard has done this. And I know a lot of big designers have, you know, they're not necessarily doing shows in, you know, a warehouse in the meatpacking district anymore. They're doing it, you know, at Versailles or in these grand, you know, places to make a really artful experience. But I've noticed that I think brands are really more effectively reaching out to the media and bloggers and magazines and, you know, Instagrammers and influencers through, like, brunches and lunches, you know, where you see, like, so-and-so is invited to the so-and-so's brunch and everyone wears that brand and sees the new collection and it's not a show, it's, you know, a get-together.
Yeah, and I think you're right on point where a lot of brands are looking to, you know, the typical historical fashion show has been something that's not been attainable for regular people. You and I would, you know, very rarely get invited, or if ever, get invited to a fashion show and then be able to get to New York, Paris, London for a fashion week would be really unachievable for the normal average woman. So I think they're going...
Says the woman who has been to Fashion Week fashion shows.
and going next week, or in London. But still... I think it's for the average person, obviously not me, the average person that doesn't have a blog like What Would Kate Do and doesn't get invited to these kinds of events, they wouldn't have access to that. But they do see, you know, on Instagram, they see their influencers that they know, they see people they know, how they're using it. So I think that it makes a big difference.
Yeah, I agree. I think it is, there's a new ways to reach out to, you know, media and influencers and to buyers, and it's not necessarily a one-off fashion show.
No, and just for the record for everybody, I don't think I'm all that fancy to be going to fashion shows. I've just been very fortunate through the What Would Kate Do site that I have been invited and I have been able to attend, so... just for the record, to clear that up.
All right, so a possible new sign of the Kate effect, Zimmermann is opening a new flagship store in London. Kate wore the Zimmermann Romer dress quite a few times. It's that white eyelet, broderie and glaze dress that we've seen a few times, most notably in Australia. So is this a product of the Kate effect?
Absolutely. I love their clothes, and I've taken a look at their new collections, but I really only did that because Kate wore the dress, and then I went and looked at some other things that they had. And I think a lot of people just became aware of the fact that they even existed because Kate wore it. So I think a lot of people are now interested in the dresses, not even if they're the same shape as the one Kate wore, the same style. They're just looking and have found a brand that they otherwise wouldn't have been aware of. And I think Zimmerman would probably agree that the amount of publicity and press they got because Kate wore that dress has allowed them to expand, much like L.K. Bennett, much like Hobbs, much like, you know, so many other stores that have experienced the Kate effect.
I agree with what you said, that, you know, people who follow Kate's fashion are still looking to that brand. One of our favorite accounts, the Cambridge Mums, Brooke on that account has a couple of really beautiful Zimmerman pieces that, you know, it's not the same dress that Kate wore, but they're still beautiful. They're very, you know, they're very much in the style of a replicator. And I think it's great. I agree with you that I think the brand has really been affected by the Kate effect. It always works out well for the brands, and I'm really pleased to see them growing.
Yeah, I agree.
The next exciting story for those of us who can't afford Zimmerman dresses or Alexander McQueen handbags, Erdem and H&M. I am very excited about this.
Oh, yes. It's one of the many designer collaborations that Erdem and H&M, or sorry, I shouldn't say that Erdem and H&M, but that H&M has done over the years. And it's always excited to see one of Kate's favorites come up in one of these collaborations. So what I'm most excited about is that we're going to be able to get some Erdem looks, and they're not going to be, like you mentioned, at the prices that you'd have to pay for his typical line. Of course, my concern is always the quality. A lot of the value of what you're paying for in a designer attire is the quality of the garments and the stitching and the detail. So I'm hopeful that H&M has really paid attention to the little details that make Erdem the designer brand and arguably worth the money that they cost. And hopefully they can bring it so that we mere mortals can wear the brand.
I'm guessing they're going to focus on the beautiful prints that he does. So I think we're going to be able to get, you know, a dress or a scarf or a blouse in those beautiful prints that he's so well known for nowadays. Even Meghan Markle has worn that beautiful maxi dress that was his piece in that bird print. And it would be great to see some of those notable prints in an inexpensive shop like H&M. I think they could do that with the screen printing.
Yeah.
My question that I've been debating is, would Kate buy items from this collection?
Ooh, excellent question. We know she loves H&M. We know she loves Erdem, and she loves a bargain.
She does, and she has bought, you know, the summer set for Alice Temperley at John Lewis, and she's bought what was the other one? Oh, the Jonathan Saunders for Debenhams. So mm-hmm. I think that it's totally possible. She hasn't really, you know, I haven't seen her in any other H&M collabs throughout the years. Like when they, you know, met up with Jimmy Choo, she wasn't wearing H&M Jimmy Choo's. But I think it's possible, so we'll have to keep an eye out on that.
Excellent. Can't wait.
This Christmas, Beulah London, a brand that Kate has worn many times, has a pop-up shop popping up in London. I love, and I think Kate appreciates, how Beulah uses their brand to raise awareness. They really have a strong foundation on helping women in, struggling countries to escape human trafficking, to escape child marriage, you know. So I think that they're doing a great job in what they do, in their charitable outreach, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I think it's great that Kate is able to wear the brand, and then we all buy the things, and then it's a good, powerful circle.
Christine, because Pippa wears a lot of the Beulah items as well, do you think that Kate and Pippa would be friends with the owners?
They definitely run in that cultural set. You know, the girls who own Natasha and Lavinia are quite posh. You know, they grew up in the same circles. Maybe they do. You know, like when Kate wore that Troy London parka, the owner of Troy London is Rosie Rakeen, who is like Prince George's godmother. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure that was a friendship sort of event. And I think that this could be as well. Or maybe, you know, it's sort of a friend of a friend of a friend has this great brand who does charitable outreach. I think it would be great for you to, you know, wear such a charitable brand.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, if you buy one of these scarves, is it only from the pop-up? But if you buy a scarf, you get one for free?
No, that's featured on their website as well. It's the, what is it, like the Give It Forward? Let me see what that is called.
Oh, Go Bless It Forward.
Go Bless It Forward. So you buy a scarf, and they send you a little, it's a really chic thing. I think it's a very French look, you know, like a little scarf tied around your neck or on your handbag. And you get a second one to give to a friend. And I love that program. I've been pondering buying one of those for a long time.
Yeah.
But no, that is available on their website, the Bless It Forward scarves.
Excellent.
A weird story. I think this is weird. Dolce & Gabbana is doing homewares now, like coffee makers. And they feature really beautiful, bold prints, although it's quite bold for a coffee maker. I think this is a weird move for the brand. Kate has recently worn a few Dolce & Gabbana pieces, and I think she's, you know, getting friendlier with the brand as she forays into higher fashion, but I just don't see a coffee maker at Anmer Hall or Kensington Palace.
No, I think she's going to be going with the traditional brands, and arguably I would say ones that are already there. So I just don't see her entertaining this at all. And I think it's just a strange direction for the brand. It leads me to wonder if they're, you know, looking to expand because they're not making as much revenue in their prêt-à-porter or in their fashion collections. That's the first thing I think of, but I'm a skeptic, so.
Me too. No, I think the same thing. I'm thinking, gosh, are they struggling somehow? I'm certainly not thinking, oh, wow, this is a cool move to expand the brand in a positive direction.
And I'm sure a Dolce & Gabbana juicer would be just as much as, you know, some of their blouses, for God's sakes.
Yeah. I'd rather buy a Vitamix.
Yeah.
All right, our final story of the day. Longchamp has collaborated with Varam Marathian for their Le Pléiage bags. The new bags feature city names like London, Paris, and New York in a bold print, and the letters are sort of intertwined in the print. It's quite bold, I'll say off the bat. I don't see Kate carrying the bags at all, but she loves these totes. I own two of them and had to cut myself off. They are absolutely one of the best investment pieces I've ever made because they are indestructible. I carried it. That's what I packed my wedding bag in, was my black Le Pléiage tote.
Yeah,
it had all my shoes and things.
I own one of their larger bags that's the canvas and leather collection, and
ooh,
I use it as an overnight bag all of the time. It is also one of the best pieces I've ever invested in. And funnily enough, a couple of readers have asked us over the years what pieces we would not replicate. So, for example, I often say that a Longchamp bag is one that I don't think you should replicate. Save up. It's not that, you know, it's not as unaffordable as an Alexander McQueen It bag that'll only be trendy, you know, for a 6 month.
Right.
The Longchamp bag is an investment, like you mentioned, but it's an investment you'll be reaping the rewards of for years and years to come.
Right. Just to clarify for our listeners, Amanda is referring to replicate, meaning buying a cheaper copy versus investing in the real deal. I get a little confused there, so I thought I'd clarify. But I 100% agree. That's one of the things that I would encourage every replicator to buy, and buy the real deal and buy it in multiple colors.
Absolutely. Well, I think
We haven't seen Kate carry a Longchamp bag for a long time unless they've used it for travel. Do you think she's given up the tote for her Victoria Beckham and Smithson bags, or will she return to the
I think she's given them up for public appearances.
So?
Yeah, I think she probably just uses them for traveling. I think we're going to see, I mean, A, we see so few handbags on her anyway.
That's
we only
true.
See them out like at Wimbledon. Thank you. We only see them out at Wimbledon, and, you know, that's like once a year, and we've seen the same bag twice now, right? I could be crazy,
yep.
but... I just don't see her starting to carry large bags and or carrying, you know, one of those bags around for an engagement. So maybe we'll see it as, you know, she's, you know, hopping in the Range Rover with the Queen in the country, you know,
I hope the Queen has one too.
with a big crown embroidered on it. Isn't that how it would have to be? But yeah, no, I think she uses them behind the scenes.
Yes, I see what you're saying and probably agree. All right, our lovely listeners, that is all the news we have for you today. We'll be back in a couple weeks with some more fashion and news updates in our Royal Fashion Buzz feature.
Yeah, and if, as always, if you have any questions, suggestions, or topics that you'd like to see covered in future posts, do not hesitate to send us an email. The best place to get us is info@whatwouldkatedo.com. And remember that this information, photos, additional details, etc., for everything we've talked about today are available on the blog, and that is at www.whatwouldkatedo.com. Thanks for tuning in.